Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is a very special edition of the Nerds Watching Wrestling Podcast.
Where we still want justice for Giovanni Vinci. And I will be preaching it until that man gets his due.
I want justice for Alba Fire.
Sure, her too. But like justice
and at this for point, Giovanni and at this Vinci. Point, just Alba Fire. Because Isla Dawn got some justice, but like...
Isla Dawn got country justice, but like...
If you're saying what I think you're saying,
I am
Vinci, I agree with you. I definitely agree with you.
Okay, but yes, we are coming at y'all live with a special post-WrestleMania episode. Like, it's in the books. WrestleMania 40 is in the books, and we're going to talk about it at length with you all, go over the results and all the hoo-ha and what-nans. But before we get into that, I am your Southern Wrestling Scholar, ZJ Pierce, in the booth with me, the Reaper Torrey C, the Quandeniable One, Jaku Williams. How y'all doing?
I am fantastic. I'll be even greater. We get justice for Giovanni Vinci. Yes, I'm going back to it already.
I'm sorry. I'm doing excellent, baby. It was a damn good WrestleMania. Let's get to talking.
Like, loved it. WrestleMania 40 is now in the books. Philly showed up and showed out. And we got a bunch of new champions, a lot of good matches, a lot of okay matches, a lot of why were you there moments. Like a lot of them. Because before we even get into the review, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know night two was leaps and bounds better than night one.
Like by truckloads.
Like night one was... Night one felt like it was a fast lane.
Night one felt like a pre-show.
Night one definitely felt like the pre-show to Sunday.
Night one felt like the pre-show to WrestleMania, but like...
I can't honestly say that. I can't say that, dude. It was, to me, what it needed to be. It got me ready and hyped for night two. Because, like, a lot of us said, like, last year, night one was better than night two. So, it got everything right. I'm not going to knock them. Can't knock them.
But like I said, still nonetheless a very enjoyable WrestleMania because night two was so good. It was perfect. It was near perfect.
Beyond.
Like man. it was right, like it's right on the cusp. Like it's like 99.2.
99.89% of a 100% show.
Just because Pops were there, I'm giving them the official 99.9.
Okay, when Big Taker showed up, like first of all, I was so glad it wasn't Stone Cold. Was so glad it wasn't Stone Cold.
Boy, the clip of him running his behind back to the backstage area after that.
Okay, OG, did you see the clip of him?
No.
Oh yeah, bro.
I got to see that. Hold up, that's the clip my cousin must have sent me because he was like, "Now I see how he get to the ring." I gotta check it out.
Oh, so man, like, so let's go ahead and just jump into WrestleMania. Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's stop wasting time. After being formally welcomed into the Paul Levesque era by the man himself, Paul Triple H Levesque, we kick off the show proper with the Women's World Championship match as Rhea Ripley defended her championship against Becky Lynch. Fantastic opener. Like, one, like up there for top contenders of WrestleMania openers.
Oh yeah,
like, yeah, really?
That,
yeah,
that was a great match,
like, dude. Physical.
The put on was put on.
And then bro, like, and then the backstory going into it, Becky dealing with strep throat, having 102-degree fever. Like Becky could have sneezed and gave the whole WrestleMania COVID,
and the temperature was home. Not working with it.
Baby, I was
like 48 degrees.
It was 54, but it felt like 48. I was telling Seven while watching that.
It was 52, but it felt like 40.
I was telling Seven, I can live in Philly. I'm watching WrestleMania at the house, baby. Like
I'm trying to.
You can catch me in this heat under blanket. Like, y'all
and this
it.
Right here, night one was proof of why I hate them having shows in open air stadiums. You know, one, the sound just goes away. We got to agree.
The sound was definitely gone when Sam was actually introducing CM Punk. Like we just actively cut that out. Like that was part of like opening of night one. But the sound was so bad, we just cut it out.
Like
and just ran something else.
If you was in a dome, man, that should it would have been so loud.
It would have been great. It would have echoed. It would have been fantastic.
And now, but the temperature thing, weather. I've always said you can't control it, dude. Once you got open air, but yeah.
But yeah, those women went out there and made absolute work for that Women's World Championship. ultimately, the night belonged to the Eradicator putting down Big Lynch with the same thing. I put Charlotte Flair down with that top.
No.
Oh, we went to the top of the top.
It was a riptide into the top turnbuckle, and then
an actual riptide. Oh, that's why I just threw that gun into the turnbuckle.
Just threw Becky.
Just threw Becky into the turnbuckle.
A pump handle toss into the turnbuckle, and then the riptide.
Bro. I gotta get her off me somehow.
A pump handle toss into the turnbuckle, and then the riptide gave me the 1-2-3.
Did you see that, man? Like,
oh, bro, Becky bounced. Rhea caught Becky into that riptide to close this match off, bro. Like,
the fact that she had the ailment that she had and she still put on a show like maybe that.
The fact that Rhea followed a couple, like, let me find out you got 100 degree fever trying to twitch.
Hey, man, we gotta change something.
You don't get the ginger, go lay down.
Oh, I'm gonna call Charlotte Flair immediately.
You ain't gotta be healed. Make your return. Like, we'll play your music. You can kick me, like, but like, Biggie can't touch me right now.
Biggie can't touch me. That goes sick.
Ooh, baby. Nice, she got the ick.
She got the consumption.
Boy. She got the suits. So
that's how good Becky is. That, like, was stripped on 102 degrees.
The women's division. Like,
she came through. She was a champion that night.
Big time Becky Lynch. Like, she might get hers after Liv Morgan start this revenge tour.
Like, that chill, like, we ain't talking about that right now.
But boy, when we do, that thing gonna bang. That thing banged last night, did it?
Thank flew.
Ooh, see, all right. Next, we had the 6-pack ladder match for the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
As I've been saying on this podcast for numerous times, the moment they said those titles gonna stay up there till all the belts came down, you knew the separation was happening.
And it was even more proof when they showed it. I was like, oh, well, it's for sure now.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, once they said all titles gonna be up there till this match is over, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Splitting
the boys up, written
all
there.
Right.
But you want to hear something funny? I thought they were gonna have all four belts just on one hook themselves.
If they wanted to unify, they could have did one, like, one Raw, one Smack on one side. And
on
then,
each.
Yeah, they could have did one on each, but this was
finally deciding to separate them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most definitely. Like,
first of all, smartest people in that ladder match are Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, because immediately Grayson went for the SmackDowns and Austin went for the Raw.
And then, you know, just
like, when they knocked, like I said, what is stopping me from grabbing all 40 belts?
They did that after the fact. After they just, you know, went up there and got the SmackDown belt, they're like, I mean, I ain't hear no bell, go get them bells. Go get them bells right now.
My name is a 6-match challenge, so ain't no DQ.
Go get them bells right now.
I'll say, but yes, within like the first 8 minutes of the match, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller became your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions, after which the new Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate immediately put Grayson Waller through a ladder.
As champion.
And then Austin Theory still in this match. Austin Theory still go up there and, like, get these little red straps and, like, keep this undisputing for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I lie.
But like I told y'all, all the way back at the start of the podcast, this was one man story. And when my boy Truth got the hot tag, First of all, not only did I get the hot tag, I pinned one half of the Undisputed Tag Team Champions in this match at WrestleMania. First of all, that's another L on Finn Balor WrestleMania thing. That's like three. You took three in one match. That is wild.
Like, dude.
R-Truth beat Finn Balor at WrestleMania. Keep that in mind. That was a three. Like,
if Truth didn't take those titles off, like, just say the Miz did, it wouldn't have felt the same. No lie. Truth
Miz,
had to.
Miz couldn't have took them titles down for that team.
He had to. And, oh, God. And that, like I said, that hot tag in a damn ladder match, man. That was awesome.
And then, like I said, for us that survived the trenches, that was 2011, 2012, 2013 WWE.
Yeah.
Remember, you got to remember how deep back this go. You got to remember that R-Truth is afraid of ladders. And he's afraid of spiders.
But his, no spiders on this.
But his childhood hero, John Cena, taught him to conquer his fear through hustle, loyalty, and respect. And then as part of the Judgment Day, where he taught us all to live, laugh, and love in harmony. And because he's been here 35 years and still ain't won at this pay-per-view. But, like, yes. R-Truth got his just due at WrestleMania.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
By grabbing the Raw Tag Team Championships. The Awesome Truth are now your Raw Tag Team Champions and A-Town Down Under your SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Sucks to be you, Judgment Day. Also sucks to be you, DIY, oh, yeah. New Day, yeah. And New Catch Republic. So, sorry.
Yeah, everyone gave an effort, but there could only be two of them walking out.
So. Like I said, it should have been a straight-up match. R-Truth should have just pinned. Well, like I said, Truth pinned Finn Balor. Hey. So, like, I got what I wanted, kind of. I get, like, he won the belts and pinned Finn Balor,
He gave us three good moments in that match, dude. Three WrestleMania moments. Ain't that something? Like, for real. Think about that.
Like, I'm so happy for him. And, I guess, congratulations to you to me. It's like, yeah. you ain't no slouch either. Like,
hell no.
This miss is what?
What is it?
About his eighth tag?
I was about to say ninth. Honestly, I was going to say ninth. I wasn't sure.
Because him and Morrison got like three.
Yeah.
Then you got the one with Cena, that's four. The one with Sandow, that's five. The one with Shane, that's six. This one is seven.
See, he's doing things on SmackDown. Was Miz ever on SmackDown?
Yeah.
I smoked.
Like, part on the first round of the draft split, like, and then he went back a couple times. Did he win them on Raw with anybody? Well, did he win them on Raw since the brand split? Because, like I said, like, because he's a multiple time SmackDown Tag Team Champion. I want to say this is his first Raw Tag Team title.
I wanted to say something, but I'm not sure though.
Because, like,
I don't think they had the tag titles.
Who?
I was going to say him and Alex Riley, but.
Oh, God, no. Like, what?
Absolutely not.
Alex Riley is not my equal.
Not absolutely.
Alex Riley is not my equal.
So, next on this card.
Next on the card was, what was this, the Minute Maid Aqua Frescas match?
Let's not talk about a sponsorship, because I could do a whole separate poll at Dragon WWE and a sponsors for filth. So we're going to talk about the matches and not what was around the ring.
Rey Mysterio and Andrade representing the LWO. Versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio represent Legado de Judgment Day.
I forgot about this match. I'm gonna tune out real quick.
I forgot about, like, this match was good for me until Travis Kelce and, like,
that's what I said, baby.
Until the big burly
NFL Kelce.
What? Whoever?
Until unnecessary Kelce.
Until football players interrupted my wrestling.
Like, wait.
Until two big Philadelphia Eagle linebackers interrupted my wrestling.
One of which retired.
My lucha wrestling at that.
One's a center. Well, we're not gonna get in that.
We're not. Why would they deal?
I can't say that because I played football, so I can't say shit. And once again, I reiterate, most of the wrestlers played football.
Okay,
so,
played. You know. Past tense.
Yeah.
Current tense.
And like you said, he retired.
NFL, like the main event then or something. Like, I am watching lucha. I am watching I am watching Andrade Del Rio, Rey Mysterio Jr., El Fantasma, Santos Escobar, and Dominic Mysterio. What do I care about the Philadelphia Eagles in this Mexico match for?
Like, at what point can you rationalize the reason for those two people?
You already
involved
know who we got to talk to that about.
Product placement.
Hey.
It's not even product placement, because
like Jessica Ray was dressed like an eagle.
Okay, cool. That don't mean
like Ray was in their colors. Like Ray was in their colors.
So the next thing that happened on WrestleMania Night One,
like, it was still a fun match though. Like, my highlight of my other match was like that double splash that Ray and Andrade did. Like, yeah, bro, like, I thought Andrade bust his face with braces on top of him like that.
Just died.
Like, just died. I thought Andrade was just like yoink.
Just straight up not existing no more. Live TV.
No, Walking Wild, the non-Latino hitters, you know, super splash from the rope. But then, yeah, the two football players got involved, and that was the match for me. My Meek 1-7 all got mad.
Stopped watching for a minute.
That's crazy.
Next came easily the most underwhelming match of the night. Jimmy and Jey Uso.
One of the twins won. That's the match. Next segment was... because what do we really have to say?
Brett versus Owen and Matt versus Jeff. This was not.
This was not like the comparison outdid the match.
The comparison, like making it, like I said, them just having to focus on this being the third.
Because there was no real true story.
There was no story to the match. It was just brother versus brother.
You got me out of the Shield, and then you got mad when I tried to take out of the Bloodline Shield. Look, bro, hey, it's Roman Group. You got me out of Roman Group, and then you got mad when I tried to beat Roman in Roman Group. And now you back in Roman Group. But your basis for getting me out of Roman's group was, I don't want you to be like him. I don't want to do that. So we going to do something different. Okay, buddy. All right, then.
I don't know how I can even.
Like, one of the twins won the match, baby. Like, and Uso won the Uso versus Uso match.
I look at it like this right here, and this is just my opinion is all of it is. One of them couldn't keep up with the other one.
Jimmy definitely can't hang.
Like, straight up. While Jimmy was getting in all that trouble, Jay was still on the road. He was truly honing his craft. And we all know he's the superstar of the two. But like,
Jay went one-on-one with Gunther and almost won the title.
You know what I'm saying? Even though they ain't brothers, what I'm about to say, but hell, Marty gave Sean a better fight. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the Rockers definitely had a bigger blow up.
You know what I mean? But I don't know what to say. And the funny thing is, I saw some comments and it made me laugh. People said the fight they had on. Well, we'll get to that. Just remind me. You understand?
But like they spent so much time focusing on the brother versus brother aspect, they forgot to actually give us a proper story.
Yeah.
The video package was the highlight of this match.
And then the interaction was so late to WrestleMania, though. For real,
So late. It's like, y'all teased it at Royal Rumble, didn't do nothing with it.
Nothing. That was what, like two pay-per-views between Rumble and...
two or three.
And Mania. Man, that's crazy.
But, yeah, after a few underwhelming minutes and Jimmy trying his best to get them crocodile tears, I like, he was Roman, because that was tragic. Like, ooh, you can't even cry on command. Like, get out of here. Jay Uso won the match with a spear. All right. Next on the WrestleMania card, Damage Control, the Kabuki Warriors, WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai took on Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill and Jade's match debut. Like, does the Rumble count as like
a whole match?
Like, nah. But you know what I mean.
No, I don't. It's a match.
Her pinfall submission debut. Like,
I was going to say, like, her one fall
finish debut.
Because
the only person you can equate that to is AJ Styles debuting WWE. Remember Rumble?
Right, because Rumble, but then like his match.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's the first time Jay had to wrestle proper.
But what better place to have your in-ring debut
like for your in-ring debut
than Mania
with two former world champions exactly. as your partners Naomi yep. two-time SmackDown Women's Champion, Bianca Belair SmackDown Raw and WWE Women's Champion.
That is crazy. I just thought about what you just said. There was a lot of gold or former gold in that ring. A
lot of Asuka herself got like
all of it.
A collection.
Asuka had all of it.
Say, Kyrie got
NXT two, titles.
Like, got an NXT and a couple tag titles.
Wow.
And an inaugural IWGP. Like,
man,
like,
that was a Dakota lot of
Kai
gold.
Dakota Kai got some tag belts on. Got inaugural NXT Women's Tag Champion.
And WWE Women's Tag with Dakota, with Io.
So, like, this is... Man. Jay Cargill, former TBS champion.
Man,
it's a lot of gold in this match.
I'm sitting here just thinking as y'all are.
Then they were all dressed in gold because, like, Naomi and Bianca Belair was just like out there, statuesque kind of them as Cargill in that silver.
Like, besides not having like Charlotte and Becky in that match, dude, what better people to be in the ring with for your WrestleMania debut?
Like, beautiful.
Did not think about that.
I'm saying, but yes, this was ultimately the Jade Cargill showcase match featuring Damage Control, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair gave me my hair whip with the whoosh on Asuka. Like, put that thing on her.
I felt that, bro.
Like, it wasn't the Sasha Banks one, but like, it was a good one. Like, that thing on Sasha Banks started to wilt up immediately.
Immediately.
But congratulations to Naomi, Bianca, and Jade on their dub. Next, match of night on night one, easily. Intercontinental Championship match.
Oh, yes.
Gunther, the Ring General, to make it at 666 days.
Hoping to go to 667.
All he has to do is run down the Canadian Rocky, Sami Zayn. Cause like this has definitely just been a very bad Rocky movie leading to this match. But luckily the build to this match had nothing to do with the absolute beauty of this match. Cause this match was so good. Oh, this match was so good. First of all, Gunther. But like this was definitely Walter versus El Generico. Let's just go ahead and break kayfabe. This was Walter versus El Generico at some little bingo hall in England.
This is Gunther. All right, Gunther is a completely different beast than Walter was. Like Walter was strong. Don't get me wrong, but dude,
don't do that just because Walter was fat now. Like that's
and is absolutely is the evolution from Walter to Gunther is noteworthy, baby. Like that is Gunther to this day and age. Like perfect sale, perfect freezer, all that. Like gold form freezer. That's still a completely different individual. I get the reference, and the reference is still true.
But like, that was definitely El Generico in that match.
That was El Generico in that match.
But that was El Generico in that match. We had to leave Sami Zayn at the house for this one.
Because you were fighting death.
First of all, Justin for Giovanna Vinci definitely picked out them suits that they wore in that entrance.
That's why we need Justin to wrestle.
But yeah, my favorite match on the card, especially when we just started merging Sami towards the end. But that's the thing, when you like once you start spamming your finishers, you gotta stop looking at people for justification. You just need to win the match.
Man, I got a kick. I have a boot. Gunther has a quite grown. Gunther got like four. Gunther has four different finishers. He can put me down, but I gotta make sure this man is in this corner of this ring, and I'm on the opposite.
But that's what I'm talking about. Gunther, you know, like towards the end before Sami hit his little seizure, and like started. And that's
before,
what it looked like
before,
he
before
started,
God took him like God took Finn Balor in Demon Balor that day.
Yeah, like
only it worked.
Gunther hit that man with two power bombs, the clothesline, and hit him with about three splashes at that point. Why am I still looking at and taunting his wife and not winning this match?
Because you brought your wife to this match, baby. Like, I let your girl know, like, hey, beating him up. Like, taking this home.
That's crazy.
What that is. It's called showboating, baby.
He kept like, looking right at her.
Looking right at that woman, smiling. Like, your man a bum.
Your man a bum.
Like, all that
but
was.
Hey,
baby,
you know the real true beauty about that story? What's up, brother? I don't care. I'm breaking kayfabe if I said it. Anyway, dude, he made Sami look good, though. He made Sami look good. Heart that Sami showed.
Sami one of the people that can sell salt water to a freshwater fish. Real quick.
Better seller, him or Dolph Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler.
There we go.
This is a disrespectful question for Nick Nemeth, baby. Like,
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Like,
there's only one person in wrestling history, I say, in my opinion, that can sell better than Nick, and that's Ric Flair. I'm sorry.
Ric Flair be selling moves that don't even touch him, boy.
Ric Flair oversells. So if you would say it's Shawn, I would have gave you Shawn.
Shawn is unbelievable. He's unbelievable. Exactly. Don't get me wrong, but boy, come on now.
All right, baby, Rick, I don't need you to have a four part seizure because I touch your shoulder, baby. But I do need you to fall on the ground when I punch you. That's all I need. I don't need you to touch all
like,
four corners
Rick
of this
dude
ring.
Got it until he started flopping everything. Right, like, baby, until every move leads to the Ric Flair flop, and don't you give me no flop when you hit the rope because you know sold my move did your first
time. And then just fail, baby. Like I'm good on it. I'm so good on it, baby.
How good Sami was looking. Oh, okay. Like, I was like, how we get to Ric Flair?
Yeah, baby. It's wrestling, baby. The passion, baby. We love it.
Ric Flair.
But yeah, Sami, man.
Mickie James is a better seller, but like.
True that. But
I'm sorry. We do our best sellers. Mickie LeRae, Aldis James. Like, that woman right there. Sell milk to a cow.
Why? I'm telling you.
But yeah, Sami Zayn went out there and put on a show against
Damn.
And it's always fun when Sami do get the bigger than you person that I can actually like show that, yo, like I might actually die in this match. Like,
and he did a few times.
Well, a couple of times. Like Sami just died in that match a few times.
A couple of times. He was dead before Gunther went out the ring.
When Sami caught him with that Haluma kick behind his ear, I said, oh, it's over. It's over.
And then we got move other night. Like I said, we said El Generico was in that match. Yeah, and Michael, I appreciate you, but you definitely said that R. Like, but ain't no R in that move that Sami Zayn hit on Gunther, because Sami Zayn ain't gonna do it the Brain Buster!
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Dropped that man on his head.
Dropped him on his cranium, like, oh, like, some I like. And I remember immediately after the match, somebody was on wrestling Twitter said, "Welcome to Botchamania."
That was legit.
Twitter's public thing like that is not a botch. Same thing as El Generico used that move as the brainbuster. Like, dog, somebody just said you don't. I said, dog, Twitter just said you don't watch product.
Twitter. See, that's, that's what I hate.
Imagine getting fact checked by Twitter on wrestling.
Like, imagine getting fact checked by Twitter on wrestling, bro.
Indie wrestling.
People call stuff like that and don't even know nothing about the history of the person. You know, like, come on, man.
Like, boy, like, I saw that. Like, Microsoft put their R on him, boy. That was the like that's the that was the only way Sami Zayn was gonna be going like because I kicked out of two prior moves because I had to bring out the thing.
you just kicked me in the face. Cool,
had to like, nah, bro. I had to make sure that you was looping first. Like
had to go into the bag, man. Had to go into the
bag.
That's
why that second one. That's why that one after that brainbuster stuck. Like, cause you already can't see.
Already legally blind, baby.
Now you're on the floor because your jaw broke.
Yes, sir.
And new Intercontinental Champion, Sami Zayn. Who has Sami in the ring? Like, right now, don't even lie. No. Nope. Like, not, like nope. Real
what
quick.
That? What was that again?
Who did you have in the ring?
Chad Gable.
Ilya Dragunov.
Honestly, I'm going to roll with Big. I had Chad Gable, but... they brought Ilya up, started bringing, you know what I'm saying? Everything's been done too late, just a little bit. So
kind of, sort of, yeah.
But I thought, yeah, for real. I'm rolling with, I thought Chad, dude, for real.
It should have been Chad, yeah. Like, when at the time, but, like, I was definitely waiting. This whole time, I've been waiting for Gunther Ilya 2 or 3 or whatever number this would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would have been Gunther Ilya 1, but, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got what you're saying. Hell, yeah.
But, yeah, like... But bro, I'm happy for Sami. Good job, Sami.
Yeah.
He's now a four-time Intercontinental champion.
Yes, sir. Sami.
After main eventing WrestleMania last year, winning the tag titles. Good for you, Sami. Good for you.
Yeah.
And in the main event of night one, Roman Reigns and the final boss.
Can I just go ahead and get this out the way?
Go ahead.
This is how you know people don't watch wrestling and don't know about wrestling. Dude, if you went into this match thinking that when it was 1, 2, 3, and at the end of the night, it wasn't going to be Bloodline rules the next night, I'm going to pause you right now.
Like, we call this match Bloodline rules. We could have just called it a Roman Reigns championship match because what is the difference in a Bloodline rules match and each and every individual
this
match?
This time we didn't have to knock out the ref.
It's legal if the referee don't see it. It is all legal if the referee don't see it. With that knowledge in mind.
But we usually knock out the ref so we don't see. This time we can do it.
Take out the referee.
Without the referee, then
take out the quote oblivious referee. Like, what is the difference in this match and each and every individual title match Roman has had outside of the one in the cage with Seth?
That referee ain't oblivious. This referee is actually watching all this stuff go down.
I had comedy in this match.
Comedy
right
is
here.
A stretch, but okay.
You didn't laugh when the Rock told the referee. I will fire you.
I definitely laughed when the Rock told the Rock to fire you.
And it was mic'd up with it. That was beautiful.
We had satire. Comedy's a stretch. Like,
man, I laughed.
Like, the Rock trying to pull his little weight in this tag team, man.
I wouldn't take the match seriously
because the Bloodline rules match is just a Roman Reigns championship match from all of his previous defenses. And I will stop when I'm wrong.
Man, that's it was funny last night.
It was satirical. Night one. like I said, comedy is a bold stretch.
But yeah, like the tag team match was all right.
It was a Roman Reigns championship tag team match. Because the same thing that happens in Roman Reigns championship matches happened in this one with a few more guest stars, because why not? And the guest stars didn't help.
Man, dude. I'm sorry.
If y'all liked it, like good on y'all for liking. Like, whoever did, if you enjoyed every part of that match,
that
good
part
on
just
you.
Took me out,
I, however,
bro.
Was always
don't you count nothing.
Come on, bro. That, and then the fact that it made you think, like, yeah, why the hell are you counting, dude? It's the main event of night one.
Because Bloodline rules dictate pinfall to a finish, or then the Bloodline rules dictate y'all can interfere in this match. It's still a match. Y'all still on the outside of this ring. Me, the referee, got a 10 count, or guess what? Match over. Sorry, not sorry. Blood rules don't say nothing about count out. Should have thought about that when you think about how you're going to cheat.
And the fact that, like I said, mic'd up this man told him, well, if you continue to count, I will fire you. You know I'm not. I was like, wow.
I was done. That was awesome, baby. Like, that was the point. I was like, okay.
But yeah, obviously The Rock was going to get the win in this tag team match. Like, obviously The Rock was going to get the win in this match. Like,
obviously The Rock was going to get the dude.
Most like, definitely.
Put Seth Rollins through the barricade, make sure he stayed down. Gave Cody, you know, rock bottom and the people.
All right, the fact that Cody lost to the elbow is a little wild. Oh my.
Pippen, there's a lot of people that lost to the elbow.
On my Candice LeRae, Andy Hart wheel, you are not selling that. You are not taking that. That is an elbow drop. Do better.
Yeah.
The
people elbow have
on my Candice. It's a pop move, bro.
You ain't selling that. You ain't taking that. That's an elbow.
The people's elbow will put down many a person.
Can we give Cody credit for the end? When it sunk in.
Andy. Yeah. Like I said, I was waiting for the rubber chicken. Somebody throw the rubber chicken. Boo, tomato. Like, rubber chicken.
That was cool. Though, bro. I gave it everything it was worth. No lie.
But yeah, overall, that was WrestleMania Night 1. I give WrestleMania Night 1 overall, I'm giving it a solid 8.
Solid 7.
8.8.
I'm giving it 8 because Rock entrance was hard. Like Ross Angel was the best thing about that match, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, baby. Like, the best thing about that match was before the bell, and that's why.
Like I said, Becky and Rhea killed it in the opening.
She threw that cut into the turnbuckle. Like,
Swift got the tag titles.
Yes, most definitely.
Also, A-Town Down Under got tag titles. Ain't all about our
truth. My bad.
That's why, because we say so.
You are actively wearing a SmackDown theme shirt.
Grayson Waller got a tag championship.
You're wearing a SmackDown theme shirt as we speak, but we're more so worried about our truth than his chicanery. Because
I don't care about theory at all.
That's how I feel about truth, honestly. So I get it. Like, we are definitely warring.
Because first of all, let me go ahead and say this very publicly. Because like, been on the say so train for a while. I'm happy for Grayson Waller. Theory is just dragging my boy down. Because like, bro, theory stopped and failed so far.
Hey, baby, what we gonna do? What does Grayson do outside of tag scene right now? Three things quickly.
Get over with this talk show that y'all keep throwing on Friday nights.
Okay, a talk show does not put a belt around your waist. What does Grayson do to get over three things quickly? Nothing. All right, so WrestleMania Night 2 happened, and this is how that started.
First of all, WrestleMania Night 2 kicked off with a bang. WrestleMania Night 2, bang, bang, bang.
WrestleMania Night 2 knows how to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania Night 2 had WrestleMania in it.
Knows how to wrestle with manias.
That was the Eminem verse from, what's it called?
Look at you. You get a cookie.
Godzilla. There it is.
Okay.
I had to remember the song.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, after Miss McMahon Levesque welcomed us to the Triple H era again.
With
the
R.
First of all, return
ready?
Of the Stephanie.
Yes.
She's not returning. I mean, Stephanie's name is on nothing that WWE shares or TKO in the slightest. That was a one off. I was out there to welcome y'all into my husband's era. That is it. Like
I didn't mind. I saw my baby. Saw my girl.
That was a one off baby.
Saw the McMahon.
They still.
Like, we are in the McMahon Helmsley era.
The Paul Levesque
era. Y'all thought it was a gimmick.
Paul Levesque era.
Like, y'all thought it was a gimmick and Attitude era. Now it's real in 2024.
No, we thought it was.
That's a gimmick in Attitude Era. Nah, it's real. It's 2024.
It was a gimmick when it was the Authority. It was just jot that down.
The Authority was round two of the Paul of the Man. I forgot you were in the Attitude Era, right? Like, it's okay. The Authority is round two.
It's still a gimmick. It was a gimmick then.
This gimmick was from the 2000s. Now 2024 is the real thing.
Maybe. Because baby got one time to put himself in a match. He got one time.
Triple H started with him.
He can't do it.
Not last year. Triple H retired 2 years ago. He put his boots in the ring back in Dallas.
He cannot do it.
Not in Dallas.
Yeah, Hunter put his boots in the ring back in Dallas.
I'm just saying. Like,
his heart Billy will Kidd not allow
it. Like, Billy Gunn
put right, like, back. Like, remember Triple H did a whole, like, Triple H had a whole thing. Like, Triple H can't.
Billy put them boots in the ring in, like, a while. And then
cried and then, like, got a trio.
Cried and got some. trios trying to make it so
like, Mr. Levitt can, like, cannot.
Like, didn't Cody put booze in the ring? Like, but booze in the ring don't mean nothing more. Like,
when it's like, dealing with your heart,
we'll see. Like, booze in the ring might just mean you don't take them time off for a minute. Because, like, as we've seen in these recent years, like,
we can only hope.
Didn't get a return entrance in like 3 weeks. Ridge Holland actively, canonically retired from wrestling on NXT and then just bapped Joe Gacy on with a shit standard liver. So
and
like,
that was so dumb.
So like, baby, like your retirement don't mean until we actively only call you by your first and last name. Like until we only address you as your first and last God given government name. Like, baby, you can come back whenever you feel like it.
But yes. WrestleMania Night 2 kicked off proper with some action.
Bam.
As Seth Rollins defended his World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre with CM Punk on commentary in a match that I could basically just say is a finisher spam fest with a little bit of wrestling in between.
Yeah, that is true.
Because out the gate, Drew McIntyre, Claymore.
Out the gate, kicked that man in his face.
Right, out the gate, Claymore.
Bring that up right there, finisher, when we talk about the main event.
Hurt. But yeah, this was basically a finisher spam contest with a little bit of wrestling in it.
I mean, hey, bro, like, what? You play 2K. You play 2K.
You play 2K. Like, we did a little bit of psychology, did some outside stuff. Because, you know, CM Punk right there, so we got to make it look good. But other than that, every other move with Claymore spine buster pedigree, knee stomp, like, future shot, like.
Seth gave his the best he could so he can go on hit and take this deserving break. But you are not lying, dude. I was like, wow. Like, what the f***? How many more of these can he take?
Like, how many more of these can he take? Like, how many times I got a surprise boot to your jaw before you, like, stay down?
Ask him that.
And it was crazy. Like, if you looked at some of the Claymore kicks, the stride was short.
If you like, some of these stuff just ate on the button and just kept kicking out.
Oh, man.
But no, what was the finishing sequence? Was it the future shock on the outside, then throwing him in the ring, then immediately hit another Claymore?
A short Claymore.
Finally put him down for the three, Drew McIntyre. First of all, in the middle of the match, texting board at work, LOL
was
wild.
In the middle, it was after that Claymore. After that Claymore failed, he rolled out of the ring, went over to his wife, leaned against the barricade, grabbed his phone, and tweeted, "Bored at work, LOL.
Yep.
And sent egregious.
And sent it in real time.
Egregious.
Added just that little bit more to the match.
But yes, your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Drew McIntyre.
McIntyre finally got that win in front of folks like he'd been wanting.
And Justice from 2020. And he had to let CM Punk know about his Justice.
Had to let CM Punk know all about how I'm better than he is and how I...
Stole your dream, stole your match.
Stole your match. This is your belt. Ha 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 ha. But Drew McIntyre forgot one thing. CM Punk is still an actively contracted WWE superstar, and I don't take kindly to people like doing things in my face, ruining things in my face, or taunting me in general. And it's WrestleMania. Like, I'm in a suit.
You think this is gonna ride?
You thought this was a monkey suit.
Snatch
that leg real quick.
Cagged
you on this table and proceeded.
Then beam you with this arm brace.
I took off revealing that, you know, well within range to, you know, come back to the ring and do
I'm
some
about 4 weeks
some,
away.
Like about 4 weeks away from come back to this ring and body whopping on you, and then, you know, would proceed to punch you repeatedly.
And to be truthfully honest with you guys and everybody who's listening, when the sequence of events that happened after that moment he just said, I was disappointed. One reason.
Absolutely not. Everything.
No, no. That was cool. But my fellow podcaster right here, the Southern Scholar, I was hoping his prediction was going to come true.
I had a dream.
You thought.
But it didn't come to fruition.
You definitely thought.
Because as Drew McIntyre lay, body broken, head bleeding, or whatever. It wasn't
bleeding. Not body broken, head bruised. We hear the music
Is that a champion's down?
Like,
insert Damian Priest.
And at that very moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, let me do it on mic.
I did that already.
I would have had Mr. DJ the Clutch, because you said it on the episode that the people listen to right now. You said it. You called it. Drew McIntyre was the recipient of the cash-in.
I mean, in hindsight.
And I hit Facebook straight right at that moment and said,
baby,
damn.
Baby should have just left the ring.
But CM Punk got to know what's up.
I called the cash-in sequence down the middle. Beam that man with that briefcase. Throw it at the referee. South of heaven, 1, 2, 3.
I knew it was real. I knew it was real when he came down there by himself.
Just like that. Clubbed him with that briefcase. Threw it at the referee. Yelled that he's cashing in.
And he was by himself.
Didn't matter. South of heaven.
Nobody but a ref. Nobody but me in the room.
And you see what Damian did when he won? When he won, he posted exactly 72 pitches and ran up that ramp. Like somebody else had a money in the bank briefcase waiting on him. Like, baby posted some pictures and ran. Like somebody else was waiting on him with another briefcase.
Ladies and gentlemen, he wasn't
running
real.
Like a scalded dog, was he?
Lord. Oh, boy, I'm getting up out of there. Cause like, can the moment Drew McIntyre come too, he gonna try to hit me.
Yes, sir.
But like, still, the real and new world heavyweight champion,
bisexual Undertaker,
Damian Priest. That is egregious. Y'all need to chill out
Bisexual Undertaker started trending immediately.
Y'all are
ridiculous. Soon as that match ended, bisexual
wrestling fans
Undertaker.
Are ridiculous.
Wrestling Twitter fans but are wild. Cool, like, don't just wrestling fans. That's wrestling Twitter fans, baby. And
that's egregious.
The cool thing about him winning, though, you know, he was just a security guard for Stephanie in 2012, and for him, 12 years later, for him to win the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania,
a homeless security guard for Stephanie in 2012.
You know what I'm saying? That was beautiful, though, yo. He deserved it, though.
I'm happy
for
Damian.
He deserved it.
I'm happy for Damian.
He deserved it.
You deserve it. Clap, 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 clap.
Next up, the Pride Street Profits, Bobby Lashley, took on AOP and Karrion Kross, the final testament, in a Philadelphia street match with Bubba Ray Dudley as the special guest referee and Snoop Dogg on commentary, because this match was brought to you by Gin and Juice.
All right, so like real quick, Bubba Ray walked down that ramp looking like he was halfway done digesting a zebra.
Like, they are wrong for putting Bully in them straps. Like Bully wrestles in a jersey and shorts. Y'all put that boy in a tucked in referee shirt.
Baby walked down that ramp looking like the improperest of improper fractions, a whole 25/7. But
this was a decent little street fight, kind of ruined by Snoop Dogg on commentary.
Absolutely ruined. It was a street fight that was made worse by Snoop Dogg on commentary, in my professional opinion. But
first of all, this street fight already failed me because when nobody in jeans, everybody was in wrestling.
Thank you. Like, you read my mind.
Imperium got the one.
We get a pass.
The rest of y'all, nope. Nope. This street fight was already booming.
AOP kind of gets a lean because we just wrestled.
I don't really
want to see Karrion Kross in like jeans and some like tennis shoes. It's like if we be in a buck knees, they're like I'm kind of cool on it.
But man,
Bobby and AOP, know y'all got some stuff back there.
Know y'all got some boots back there. All right,
put on some Tim's white beaters and jeans and get out here for this street fight. But nope, everybody in gear.
But yeah,
man, it was some fun little spots over it. Yes, Montez Ford almost jumping into the first row.
Man, that man, he got a, no disrespect, calm down just a little bit so you won't get hurt, baby, because you got true springs.
Tease be flying.
I'm out here going, edit.
Dude.
I was a bit, the multiple neck breakers to that chair for Bobby's neck, like, oh. Did that multiple times.
Yes. But you want to know what one of the most impressive things of that match to me was?
What's that?
Because everybody know he's still going through it, and he pushed through it because his mom passed away and everything. That block that Dawkins gave Akeman Razor,
that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was nice.
I was like, but yeah, the match ended after, well, first after Karrion Kross put himself to a table. Then.
No. The Street Profits helped me through this table because the table was already wobbly and they put me on it and then it failed.
That thing broke in half.
In case y'all didn't know, all WWE tables all of their tables are pre-cut, split straight down
like
the middle. They are pre-cut straight down the middle. Anything else that happens just happens.
That's on you.
That one was perforated. That table right there was an easy slip.
But yeah, after we got a new table, hit the From the Heavens Frog Splash on Karrion Kross for the win. Congratulations, ECW, The Pride, and Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice. Next in your Slim Jim match.
What I say about the broadcast now?
The only reason I say like this is because like LA Knight is acting like.
Yeah, he's a like, yeah.
He every paid. LA match night you see on pay-per-view is going to be Slim Jim. I'm just letting you know that's not going to be a Slim Jim exclusive. That is just an LA Knight exclusive.
I'm cool.
Like I told you, I LA Knight am the new Randy Savage.
He didn't do the Mountain Dew match.
I look at it like this right there. That's an extra check.
I ain't like that. That Mountain Dew Pitch Black Man was definitely on my Bray Wyatt check. That was definitely a Wyndham Rotunda check.
Chick had to be fat, do you hear me? Because, like, ain't no way I'm wrestling in black. Like,
I was like, but yeah, LA Knight took on AJ Styles. And like we said, they had the match that the Usos should have had.
Yeah. Once again, what were you honestly expecting out of two identical people fighting each other? Right now,
for y'all to at least know how to wrestle different.
One of us does.
Another one says no.
What were you expecting out of two identical people that have been together, that have been beside each other, and identical for the greater part of all of our lives, except these last 2 to 3 years? Because right now, tell me, four Jimmy Uso moves that aren't super kick or splash, or Samoan drop. Because I saw you thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So LA Knight and AJ Styles went out there and had them a good old wrestling match.
Kind of a nice little wrestling match. Like, immediate, like, great little back and forth. Like, could have gone either way. Should have went. I'm not going to say should have went to AJ because people, like, are wondering why AJ is at this point putting over people. Because I'm a two-time WWE champion. Like, what y'all want from me?
I've done just about everything.
What's going to ask you my favorite question? What now?
Like, I'm a two-time WWE champion, former US champion, former IC champion, former tag champion. Like, AJ Styles has had a career here.
Like, it's time for me to get back.
And like, still the hottest thing on the brand. Like I said, just had to wait till after this AJ Styles match for him to finally get this match with Logan Paul. Because Logan Paul may or may not have defended the US title in the next match. But I promise y'all, after this, LA Knight is going to get the push that we all want him to have.
He's going to get a push right back into his locker room. He's going to sit down and wait. Like, it's okay.
Like, baby, like, like, please stop.
I don't.
Please stop doing LA Knight and Ricochet like this.
I don't.
Stop, please.
Ricochet finna be a whole champion, but I don't think we waiting on LA Knight push anymore, baby. I think we just here with LA Knight.
He was supposed to be
world champion. He was definitely supposed to be US champion.
Him and Logan supposed to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
but you know.
But LA Knight did defeat AJ Styles on the night of the Megastar.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Logan Paul defended his United States Championship against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton and was started off as a handicap match, but then turned into the triple threat match and it was booked as. Like, this was definitely booked as everybody versus Logan Paul leading up to it all until the inverted shoulder check. And let's just take one with Randy. So, like,
oh, you thought it was an inverted shoulder check? Randy quite literally tried to spin KO around RKO right after they said they were going to jump Logan. Like, they said, all right, we're going to get him again. Yep, but Randy immediately tried to spin KO around and, you know, drop him on his head. To which KO just, you know, hit him with the look. I'm like, all right, I guess it's time. And then they started fighting. Said the exact words, all right, I guess it's time. And then they started fighting each other, and that's when the triple threat started. But no, baby, like Randy tried to eat to just, you know, go ahead and three most vicious letters in sports entertainment on Kevin Owens real quick.
I get this US title. Go like,
this US title, baby.
Yeah, like, Logan Paul dumb or whatever, but it's still the title, man.
Logan Paul dumb, but I can pin you and get it built. Like,
I was like, but yeah, they once again had a pretty good match. Logan Paul once again being annoyingly good at this wrestling thing.
Why is it annoyingly good? Like, I train for these things, baby. Like,
why is you champion in your first year? And still your technically first year.
Why is everybody else not this good?
Like I said, annoyingly good.
Why is it annoying? I train. Whenever y'all don't see me, trust and believe them, I'm out there doing the wrestling training thing. I'm not just, you know, leaving these pay-per-views, going, you know, twiddling my thumbs for half of you, come back at another PLE and then, you know, just matching. No. I am an athlete, sir. I'm doing this. Why is everybody else not this good?
But yeah, they had a very good match. Obviously,
Logan
somebody had to be in the little prime bottle. Because
shouts out to iShow Speed.
Oh boy, he dumb. Like I told him about to bury him. Okay, so you sit up here and you drop 4 F bombs and bark at Randy Orton and think ain't nothing finna happen to you.
Shouts out to iShow Speed.
Well, iShow Speed got dog walk. We did all this little Randy booted that boy down, ripped him out the prime bottle, then violently threw all the announce table stuff at him. Got him up on the table, got him back up, looked him dead in his soul, barked at him, and dropped him with an RKO. The table didn't break.
No give at all.
Like, just dropped iShow Speed. Like, ooh, baby. Like, learn your lesson. That was funny. Ending came when Kevin Owens attempted to pop up battle bomb on Randy Orton, just for Randy Orton to hit that to an RKO. There's your WrestleMania RKO. Logan Paul sees that, tries to get Randy out of the ring. Randy almost like blocks it, like, nah, bro, my title. Until, you know, like, I forgot your shoulder, like, to get hurt and just throw you right there. Frog splash on Kevin Owens. Oh my God, retain my title. Logan Paul. And now we can get Logan Paul in LA Night at SummerSlam. I promise, because he's holding this U.S. title till we get to his hometown of Cleveland. That's where SummerSlam is, and then we're gonna get LA Night, and then they're finally gonna do the match, and everyone's gonna be happy.
And when we don't get that,
then I don't know, bro.
Okay, so like back to what I was saying about Logan Paul. Like, I just beat Kevin Owens and Randy Orton
at WrestleMania
to retain my U.S. title. Why is everybody else not this good? Why is it embarrassing how good I am? Like,
I didn't say embarrassing. I said annoying.
Why is it annoying how good I am? Why aren't you annoyed that everybody else ain't on my level? Like, these folks have been here. Kevin Owens, been here. Randy, been here. Me, fresh. Champ. Noteworthy matches. Has fought in your tribal chief. Like, why aren't you annoyed that everybody else ain't up here? Logan Paul.
Like,
but,
I said, because you know, he one of them social media people that can't. Like, you know, when you were already like a celebrity or I used the term celebrity. Like, he's a celebrity. Like,
he's a celebrity back in the day.
Like, the YouTube people are celebrities now. Like, get with it. When you're a celebrity and you coming into this thing, like, people expect you, like, not to be as good as the people that put in their dues and whatnot.
Your expectation, bitch. Like, people want
these celebrities to come in and be Miz. They want these celebrities to come in and be Miz, but Logan Paul didn't come in and be Miz. Logan Paul came in and started main event.
The young Mr. Diener told us about your assumptions. You know what happens when you assume. Logan Paul.
Logan Paul,
baby. Like, I wouldn't be signed. I wouldn't have to build if I wasn't about it.
And now we have reached the double main event stage as the next two matches were contested by the winners of the 2024 Royal Rumble matches, starting with the women's and record-setting Bayley,
your role model,
taking on Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship.
That Joshi Judas really did come back around full circle.
It did, didn't it?
That Joshi Judas came right back around. Like, Morrow called it.
But yes, Io Shirai and Bayley, the big damage control blow up. Bayley's first singles match at WrestleMania. Io Shirai's WrestleMania debut. She's coming in as champion. First of all, shout out to Bayley and the new music and stuff. Like, didn't know Bayley was Egyptian.
I'm good on all the new cuts of music that just gotta have words in it.
Role model.
Bayley's role model cut. AJ's you don't want none cut. Okay.
A storm.
Oh boy, that
is coming.
Love Jay Cargill, music doo doo. That music doo doo water. Like, if we did all that just to give you a little laugh edit, we could have put that on CFOS track number 7.
I could have sworn Jay just came over with her AEW music.
Okay. My point don't change at all. We could have put you laughing on CFOS track number 7, but it's whatever.
Like I said, like, it is. That's that good AEW. Like, that's verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is about Bayley and Io Shirai.
It's Bayley.
And yes, the fans are officially back on the Bayley train because we got the
We want some Bayley. Oh.
We got the long one.
We got all of them.
Like, all your favorite Bailey hits are back. It was just to call us idiots all them years ago.
I mean, she said that she wanna know. She said she was sorry. She then said, y'all were being idiots. She was being an idiot. It's okay. Like, I idiot, she idiot, we idiot. It's Idiotology SpongeBob. Like,
first grade. But yes, the story of the match was Io Shirai proving that Damage Control didn't need Bayley. Targeted her knee through most of the match. Like, one of my highlights of the match is when she just popped out of the roll plant.
Just flipped forward and just pandered to the crowd.
Like, that was genius. Like, love that. Love me some good Io Shirai matches. Didn't get my moves up to the outside like I wanted. Like, I got one, but it's not the one I wanted.
That's because I'm doing it off cages with trash cans on top of my head. You don't really doing it off of ropes don't really hold the same.
But the night did belong to the horsewoman on the night and the founder of Damage Control.
Because your winner and new
WWE Women's Champion is
Charlotte Flair.
Bayley. There ain't no stopping us now. We don't do that here no more.
Oh, I like how both of us did wrong things, but it's all right. I called Charlotte. You did the music. I canonically chopped down the Bayley.
Bayley is the new women's champion, meaning somebody's definitely debuting on SmackDown.
And somebody is definitely debuting on Smackers.
It's just going to be Tiffany Stratton returning.
It's just going to be Tiffany. It's just Tiffany telling her it's Tiffy time. And it is, honestly. So, like, yeah. Like,
and now, ladies and gentlemen,
Mark Henry gonna sue you.
What we have waited
Mark Henry gonna
an entire
sue
year for.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there.
It is time.
I personally was not
just
waiting.
Be quiet. I'm talking to them, not you. Right. I'm talking to them at this point, not you. Just sit there and look pretty, baby, and let me do the intro. The intro after Mark waiting for a whole year, we have the rematch. Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Bloodline Rules, Undisputed Universal Championship. And let's fast forward everything until we get to Jey Uso. All right. Until we get to Jimmy and Jey Uso. All right. Because none of that match matters because it is a match. Yada, yada, yada. Bloodline Rules don't come into play. Da, 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 da. Let's start with the first crossroads and Jimmy Uso doing the super kick.
All I'd like to say is my original point still stands. This match was no different from any other Roman Reigns championship match. Because what happens in all of my championship matches? The bloodline gets involved, i.e. the bloodline rules. That knowledge we're going to carry on with this podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all for listening.
Yes, as Cody Rhodes is ready to hit one of the three crossroads things, Jimmy Uso comes and super kicks Cody dead in his jaw, leading to Jay
Making an entrance. I'm talking Tron's light effects, all that.
It's going to be a couple of them.
In different gear from the wrestling match that we had the night before, mind you.
Because why would we still be in that gear?
I mean, hey, baby. Like,
I'm in clothes now. They were both in clothes now because like we didn't have to wrestle, so we just hit them.
You know who also was in gear? We're going to talk about him in a minute.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, Lord, he coming. But Jimmy and Jay had a little brawl on the ramp, which led to Jay perfectly guessing what a table was.
Before
they did that spill. That's what that interest was. That was me looking for the table, figuring out where I need to be before I drive me and my brother off this ramp. Because it's all fun and games until we just clip the side of that barricade with them fans in, and now it's just two dead Usos like next to a bunch of stuff. Like, y'all still talking about a match? I called Joshua and John A. Boo.
Alright, we're paying up the ramp. Roman crying to Paul. Have Jimmy and Jake moved? Oh, okay.
Like, show must go on. How long my cousin's been here dead? So yeah, like, shout out for Jay for figuring out what that table was at.
We're gonna call it that, but baby still made a whole entrance in the middle of my match.
So anyway, we're back to the 1-on-1 match, and Cody tries the three crossroads things again. And oh my god, WrestleMania 39, full gear, Solo Sikoa interferes with
up dressed in gear like he was finna wrestle and do some things. Girl had baby had nothing planned but thumb to Cody Rhodes.
Like, thumb Cody Rhodes, pin him. All right, 1-2 bet. Then we hit the Spike Spear combo. Pin him. 1-2 bet. So Solo like, dog, I just gotta kill him myself.
Can't wait for Solo to take this and this cliche, I can only do so much while attached to other people.
Hey, it was funny hearing them argue.
Oh, but Solo was calling the shot.
He bold of him. He was he. Hey, what did Roman tell him? What did Roman say?
I'm like, you gonna spear him? I know.
Did he not sell that though?
I'm like, bro, get him. I know.
But boy, to get rid of Solo, we brought in a man on a mission. Because when the thumb raised, them trumpets dropped. Woo-doo-doo! Boy, John Cena came in clean house. John Cena came in on a mission. I'm talking about, ran down with a towel in my face, threw that hat, got in that ring immediately. Clothesline Solo, out the ring. AA Roman Reigns, inside the ring, out the ring. Clear the announce table, takes my shirt off, puts Solo through the announce table, ready. John Cena did his job in 15 seconds. John Cena was not out here to play with y'all. John Cena came in and did the thing, was in place for if you smell, and was ready.
Yes, yes.
Like, boy, John Cena came in with it. Like, I was like, golly, John.
And then on top of that,
he trying not to get injured because you know he got to record. He's trying not to get injured, so John Cena ain't waste no time.
I'm like, baby, I hit my moves and gone. Like,
he like gave y'all what y'all came to see. Then, you know, if you smell final balls, woo doo doo doo. Had my little stay down with Rock because, you know, we feuded. takes that singular rock bottom and I'm out this ring.
And
I want to say next came Sierra Hotel. Hotel came next. Yep. Because Rock was ready to whoop Cody. And then, you know, we dropped Sierra Hotel. And everybody and their mama. You are lying. Fans. Like, you are lying if you say otherwise. Y'all thought John Maxley was coming out that crowd.
Every collective wrestling fan that was watching.
I will say this. I thought both of them.
And only because.
Definitely thought it was going to be both of them.
I only thought John because it was taking Seth too long.
It was taking Seth too
like
long.
When it got a little too long for Seth, I was like, oh, it's all right, John. No, because when I just heard the Shield, I was like, all right, Seth, cool, bet. But then it was like, hold on. Like,
Atu started looking for John Dean Ambrose Moxley. Like I said, it's all gonna get him up just a little quick time. Like Jordan Grace, not Moxley. Like,
yes,
the moment Seth got in that ring, Roman was at him with a Superman punch.
Yes, sir.
Which is still giving me the Rock time to whoop Cody Rhodes, and then the unexpected because like everybody else was expecting Austin.
Yeah.
Until you heard that gong.
And you knew what time it was.
Dong. Good old Undertaker. Back at Mania.
I jumped straight off that couch, homie.
Put the paws on Lil Dewey.
I jumped out that couch. That shit was, I was like, did not, because I ain't expect him. I only heard rumors.
They said he was going to beat up. I definitely didn't expect him to be involved in this. But then that also goes back to the history with Roman, too, because Taker then teamed and lost to Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, Rock. Like Dwayne, Mark Denman. Like, Rock do be talking mad trash about people. I'll say, but yeah, The Rock gets chokeslammed. Undertaker goes dark, books it out of Philly. Like, if you haven't seen the video, a little Mark Calloway gone.
When I tell you that man and the six people surrounding him ran with the grace of a Suicune. It cannot be replaced.
I was like, leaving Cody in the ring with the belt and the chair and Roman. Roman ends up picking up the chair, but then storytelling at its finest. Ten years in the making.
Roman Reigns
has a chair in his hand.
And sees Cody Rhodes on one side and a Shield-dressed Seth Rollins
on the other. And ladies and gentlemen, this is peak example of never letting hate allow you to take your eye off the prize. Because with the world watching and your world title on the line, you had your opponent.
And you had
the man you feel cost you everything all those years ago.
Meanwhile, you were sitting on the top of the throne.
As you are you are at the tippity top of this industry. But that little blonde street punker net bulletproof vest still got your psyche in a chokehold.
And what do I do because of it?
Blam! Like, hit you with that same chest. Seth hit you with that same fall that you feel like.
I was going to say, Seth did the Roman fall, which is wild. Like, when that at that point, Cody Rhodes had his 2K23 finisher loaded up.
And like, at that point, that was a like hitting Seth Rollins allowed Cody to pop that little thing. Like,
2K23 distraction pop, finisher, baby. Like,
pop my distraction it. Finisher. And you then, swing that chair at me, I'm already at you with a cutter. And now it is time
for the trifecta. Finisher.
One crossroads. Get your behind up. Two crossroads. Okay. I got something so I need to do.
You remember
do.
When I told you remind me about the main? No. You're along with it. Let's just be real. That man took more crossroads in the 24
Roman Reigns
period.
Ate 15 crossroads. Roman Reigns.
Both nights? No, I'm talking within that 24-hour period.
We're talking about both nights.
Just night two alone, it was seven. Like night two alone, it was six.
Roman Reigns ate between 12 and 15 crossroads this
night
weekend.
Night two alone, it was seven. I won't give him that many on that one, because we weren't really focused on Cody v. Roman in night one. So like, Cody wasn't necessarily trying to stamp it on him in night one.
Go,
but night
go
two
back
alone.
And look, bro.
Night two alone.
I hit him with seven.
Night two alone, bro. Baby ate seven crossroads.
Seven crossroads.
Roman popped the crossroads off himself in the mix.
Yes, he did.
All right, Roman popped on his own.
Bro, that was crazy.
On.
I said he was
seven
out.
Crossroads. Interference from Jey Uso, John Cena, and The Undertaker. One, two,
and in comes Jacob Fatu. How y'all thought? Nope. No story. Their nightmare ended. Nope. Go home
been,
crying.
That would have been tragic the moment I seen the next long hair somewhere.
Moonsault onto him. Flips Roman over. One, two, three. Here is your winner. And
I would have ran out the door.
Here is your winner. And
I would have ran out the door. I would have ran out that door.
Here
I would have left
your
the house. Put it on my phone, would have called everybody. Boy, ain't no way, boy, boy, ain't no way, boy, boy, ain't no way, boy, 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 boy. But now, ladies and gentlemen, the story is finished. Cody Rhodes has defeated Roman Reigns to end his 3.5 year long
1,316 days as the undisputed WWE Universal Champion.
As Universal Champion, we gotta Cut them corners.
We can cut the corners now because of time of recording.
That is Roman Reigns' Universal Championship reign. Like, cause that blue belt,
he didn't get it to the next year.
I beat Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman at Payback in August of 2020. Toted this belt until WrestleMania 40. I went through three consecutive WrestleManias
as your. Acknowledge
same,
your travel chief.
Like the same Universal Championship. Not like Triple H where I had separate reigns. This was all one reign.
Acknowledge.
One time for the one time. We at Nerds Watching Wrestling Podcast acknowledge our tribal chief.
Yay.
But he ain't got the belt no more. Oh my God, it's Cody. Adrenaline in my soul. I finally did it. Cody Raps. Like, Cody has come back to WWE and finished his story. He gave a belt to him, Mama Rhodes. And all the baby faces that Roman beat that are still in the program, and that are still in the company, came out and hoisted Cody on their shoulders. Somewhere Edge, somewhere Adam Copeland, Bryan Danielson, and Claudio Castagnoli are clapping with, like, the biggest
hey, yo,
hands.
You know Ricky was at WrestleMania, right?
Yep, Ricky
yeah,
and
Ricky
Dustin.
And Dustin. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in the world's worst disguise, Mercedes Moné. Like, can't wait to see what Sasha was wearing at WrestleMania so we can figure out where it was. Can't
somewhere
wait
in
to
the
see
world's
what.
Worst.
Somewhere in the world's worst disguise is Mercedes Moné. She'll probably be backstage. Like, the horsewomen were probably just backstage in a booth.
Mercedes was canonically just backstage.
Like I said, the four horsewomen were just in the booth. Like, it was Charlotte, Bayley, and Mercedes on night one, and then Becky, Charlotte, and Mercedes on night two watching Bayley.
Yep.
Like, cause Damage Control can celebrate with us, so the four horsewomen did after off camera. Somewhere there's a new four home going around with Becky, with Bayley holding the championship.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all, that was the biggest WrestleMania in history, WrestleMania 40. I give night two a 9.5.
9.5.
Meaning I'm giving the show as a whole an 8.
Solid 8.
8.5.
Pops was there. 9.2.
Like I said, WrestleMania night two really made up for night one. I had a great time with WrestleMania. Let's just hope the Raw after Manias hold up.
Let's just hope.
And that's all we're going to say, because even though we're recording this, the Raw after WrestleMania, we'll get into that next week. But this has been our special WrestleMania coverage episode. Do you gentlemen have any closing words for the
Justice
people?
Justice for Giovanni Vinci. It ain't over till it's over, and till that man is the most stylish Italian man with the most stylish Italian entrance and a championship around his waist. I'll be saying it until
then. So you just want him to be Italy?
I want him to be what he was before we brought him back at Clash of the Castle to be our mute, bald muscle friend.
Italy. Like I said, you just want him to be Italy.
I want him to be a solo act, but it happens to be Italy because, you know, that nation of origin. But yes, I want the NXT Giovanni Vinci back, which is why I'm still saying Justice for Giovanni Vinci.
OG?
I don't think this ride is over with yet. I'm still strapped in, waiting to.
Oh, well, you talking about Paul Heyman and them baseball references, baby? That was a ninth inning stretch. WrestleMania 40 was the ninth inning stretch,
no,
baby.
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about The Rock.
I thought you still.
I don't think that ride's over yet.
Yeah, so
of course not. The Rock has beaten you, Cody.
And I told you I'm coming back.
Triple H's rise is just now really truly beginning. So I'm ready for it.
All right. With that being said. With WrestleMania in the books, we now move forward into the new season of wrestling.
In the Paul Levesque era.
So, for the Reaper and the Quantifiable One.
See, how y'all thought I wasn't going to do it?
I am SWS DJ Pierce, reminding you that this is pro wrestling, and we be nerds. For life.
CEO!